I've been baking this summer. This has not been a great summer. This has been a very, very uncomfortable, dry, hot summer, and it continues today with, you know, the models are suggesting a forecast high of about 103 today. I don't know if we'll quite get there, but I think it'll be close to 100 degrees. The record is 101, set in 1868. I mean, that's a long time ago. But we may tie that. We could even top that today, yeah, as we really just stay baked into these very, very intense summer high-pressure systems. So partly to at times mostly sunny today, Tony. And, yeah, between 97 and 103 today, with a heat index even higher than that, feels more like 108 this afternoon, and a heat advisory in effect 10 a.m. today until 8 this evening. A little bit of relief later in the week, but nothing substantive. Low to mid-90s tomorrow, a thunderstorm or two. Sunshine, 90 to 95 as well on Thursday. And as I look further down the road, I'm not seeing anything dramatic in terms of improvement. I'm seeing low 90s Friday and upper 80s, low 90s into the weekend.
All right, what's causing this heat?
Causing this heat is a boundary between the cold air to the north and the very hot, steamy air, which should be to our south. But everything has been shifting further northward this summer. We've had several very, very intense areas of high pressure, and that means dry weather, but it also pushes that jet stream further to the north. So instead of the cool air being just north of us, or at least near us, we're seeing that well up into Canada. And we're baking in the type of heat that you'd normally be getting in places like Kentucky or Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana. That real intense heat and humidity.
When's the next time we're going to see rain?
Well, there's not much in the forecast, unfortunately. We've likely see a thunderstorm or two later tomorrow. We'll also likely see a couple of thunderstorms as we move through the weekend, but those thunderstorms don't really produce a lot of rain generally. Where they do, it's isolated and it comes down in a hurry. So I don't see any substantial, really needed rainfall anytime soon, sad to say, Tony.
And it's interesting, Mike. It's hot all over the country, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is, much of the nation. I mean, it's cool in the northwest, but it usually is there. The east has escaped some of the heat and humidity, the northeast, but even folks like in areas like Syracuse and New York and Boston and Hartford, Connecticut are going to be well into the 90s to near 100 degrees today. So it's just one of those hot, hot summers.
WILS weather expert Mike Ellis live on the show. Thanks so much, sir.
My pleasure. Anytime, Tony.
It's the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. The heat from last night's Lansing City Council meeting was intense. We'll talk about that next on 1320 WILS.